And there came corpse-bearers and hood-wearers, for there were funerals with psalm and hymn. And then the din of carriages driving and company arriving. Yes, it was, in truth, lively enough down in the street. Only in that single house, which stood opposite that in which the learned foreigner lived, was it quite still. And yet someone lived there, for there stood flowers in the balcony. They grew so well in the sun's heat, and that they could not do unless they were watered. And someone must water them. There must be somebody there. The door opposite was also opened late in the evening, but it was dark within, at least in the front room. Further in there was heard the sound of music. The learned foreigner thought it quite marvellous, but now it might be that he only imagined it, for he found everything marvellous out there in the warm lands, if there had only been no sun. The stranger's landlord said that he didn't know who had taken the house opposite. One saw no person about, and as to the music, it appeared to him to be extremely tiresome. It is as if someone sat there and practised a piece that he could not master, always the same piece. I shall master it.